Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for jumping on and listening to the Property Profits Podcast this evening. It has been a long-ass day, but I'm jumping on here to drop some value, so let's get to it. Tonight, or whatever time you're listening to this, I really wanted to talk about getting your back office in order first instead of later. I'm going to tell you what I did and what I would have done different, but we can all learn from each other's mistakes, and we all go through a certain journey for a reason. I learned some things the hard way, just like other entrepreneurs do when you move fast. So anyways, I've always been good at figuring out how to make money, like a lot of entrepreneurs are. So I literally kept a spreadsheet for I don't know how long, up to I got so many rentals, and I would just input things that way. Instead of getting like a VA or getting help, I would literally key these things in when I had time, which was hardly ever. So there was no tax preparation. There was none of this, you know. And you know what's cool? As of probably the last, I don't know, couple years, and I've been at this a while, y'all. You know, the last couple years, I've got a back, you know, we've been building this back office team. And luckily, you know, it's pretty badass. You know, I've got a VA that does the bookkeeping now. She goes through all of my accounts, all of my transactions, my rentals, everything, consolidates everything into easy to read statements. We have QuickBooks for everything now. You know, Britt's a finance manager over a big ass company, and she has something on the side that she's doing too with finance. So she helps me a ton also with that, you know, kind of CFO-ish experience, the financial analyst's experience, I guess. But anyway, you know, I never thought about it until, you know, I don't know, the last couple of years, getting these things in order. You know, when tax time would come, I'd be scrambling to get everything together, account statements, rentals, this and that. But, you know, truth be told, whenever you want to get ready to go get a loan, you know how easy it should be for you to pull all your financials, your balance sheet, whatever they need. And it was never like that for me, but it should be. So if you're starting out in this journey, even if you're not, but if you're starting out, at least get a QuickBooks account. Get, you know, somebody, if you're not going to do it, get a VA, $4 or $5 an hour. They can log your transactions, whatever you're doing. You need a back office. You need to know your margin. You need to know your ROI if you're going to spend money. You know, even if you're not new, if you're flipping and you've done some flips, you've done some wholesales, you've done some wholetails, whatever, this stuff needs to be coded correctly. I know it's never fun to talk about this. And us entrepreneurs, we're just go, 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 figure it out later, you know, aim first and, you know, whatever. But it shouldn't be like that. And I know I'm preaching here, but I just want you to learn from my experiences. Like, we are finally getting all my stuff buttoned up. And it was hell intertwining it because, you know, we bring in revenue from a lot of different sources. So what I would recommend, like I said, get a VA, you know, if you can't afford like a CFO type or a financial analyst, that's fine. But get somebody to at least code all your transactions. If you do have somebody that can oversee it, that would be the best thing. But maybe you have a badass CPA that you communicate with on a monthly basis, but you need somebody to get this information to instead of like twice a year or once a year. It needs to be more often, at least once a month. All right. If you're flipping, right? let's just say this, you're flipping, you're borrowing money from hard money lenders, you're doing these renovations on the house, you got projections. And when does a flip ever go as expected? Hardly ever, right? It happens, but hardly ever. And then you see that bottom line on the HUD and you're like, hell yeah, I made 50, 60, 70,000, 100, whatever. But really, was that your bottom line? You know, did you really go look? Did you have everything itemized, all your holding costs that whole freaking time? You know, and do you really know your exact bottom line, what you actually made? Same with wholesales, same with wholesales. What's your cost per deal? You know, like all this stuff is super important. And I really, really encourage you to think about this. And if you are making cash and you are one of those entrepreneurs midway on your journey or more experienced, and you do have this cash coming in and you don't have like an analyst or CFO type or something on your team doing this, I highly recommend it, because us real estate entrepreneurs, we know how to make money, right? But what good is making all this money if you have to pay it all in taxes, or you can't maximize it? Or, you know, don't you want to know what levers you need to pull to make your business go forward? You know, and it's funny because I'm telling you this out of experience, that I just, like, I got my back office last instead of first, right? And a lot of people do. So I'm here to tell you, being vulnerable, because I think that we need to, you know, be that way and be transparent, you know, look at that first. Because, you know, I have a mentor and this dude's a billionaire. And the other day, and we've been cleaning up my stuff forever because I have this like really cool goal next year. I want to build this mobile home park that's 100 doors of fourplex units. It's a goal of mine. So we're selling a lot of my single families that don't make that much sense, keeping some of the multis, trading this, doing that. We're making moves, right? And what we're trying to do is maximize my returns, not my doors, but my returns. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have a back office now to tell me what was actually making money and what wasn't. You know, and you need to see those breakdowns. But, you know, he said something to me the other day and it clicked. He was like, Travis, a lot of people, you know, they'd be like, man, you had 70 doors and now you got like 40. And they'd look at that like it was a bad thing. He's like, but what if you were making the same amount of money with 40 doors as you were with 70? So you were working half as hard, but making the same amount of money. He'd say, hell yeah, that's what you need to do. And I really encourage you, because we are in this flashy social media, you know, and it's cool. Like, I'm posting content all the time, right? But we're in this flashy social media stage and people showing checks, doing this and that, which is cool. We need motivation. I agree. But we need ROI. You need ROI on your time, on your money. So efficiency needs to play a big role in this. So I know people are doing a race to however many doors, but do a race to ROI. You know, make each door count as much as you possibly can. Squeeze all the juice and get help. Get a VA, get a badass CPA, or get a VA, get a CFO, get a VA, get a, you know, a financial analyst, right? Look for these things. Google, find this. There's services out there that also provide this to entrepreneurs, and they're not super expensive. You know, expensive is relative in the grand scheme of things, because if you're making money, you need to keep it. So you need to pay something to do that. You need to have somebody doing that so you can focus on what you do best. But I hope this episode was helpful. And if you got anything out of this, to simplify it, get your back office, which is your finances, your financial back office is what the back office means, together. Now or first, if you can. If you're in this game already and you're like, damn, I still need to button that up, button it up, right? Figure it out. There's a really cool, and I don't get paid for this that I know of. You know, there's a really cool VA program or company called Sphere Rocket. I love the hell out of them. I use them. I hire most of my VAs from them. Social media manager, My bookkeeper, you know, all this kind of stuff. They have really qualified people. They'll set up the interviews and all that. So if you need a VA, you know, might talk to them if you don't want to go scrubbing Upwork and all this other stuff. But start there, you know, get the VA, start at least getting your books together, and then start searching for somebody that's really good at that that can help you. So anyway, I'm glad y'all jumped on here. You know, leave review, 5-star review if you liked it. If it's worth 5 stars, it helps promote the algorithm, it helps promote the channel. I'm gonna keep jumping on here and just dropping value every single day for y'all until you tell me to shut up. And then I'm still gonna do it because I don't quit. So thank y'all so much. I can't wait to see y'all in the next one. Tomorrow we got a badass guest, so we won't be one-on-one tomorrow. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.